This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A high stick in front doesn't appear to have been called.
Yeah, give him the puck.
Give him the puck.
Give him the puck.
Sabres throw it away, and this is going to maybe go into the net, off the boards. Oh, my goodness, it did.
Give him the puck.
Do you think I had heard Rob?
Oh, yeah, Rob.
I watched the highlights. That highlight with the sound down.
Do you think Rob was in that moment less broadcaster and more guys? Listen,
he was perfectly representing what the fan in section 326 would have been yelling as they put it in their own net.
Would Lindy have been yelling that? Would everybody have been yelling? Maybe,
maybe
not.
Maybe.
The Sabres scored in their own goal. This is not a butt goal.
No, it's not, it isn't. It's not goalie deflecting it in to your own
net. It's not a goalie goal. It's not the goal. We had another weird one this year.
Okay, before the show, Josh says to me it's the first time like in the drought that they've scored on themselves like that.
Is that right?
And
it feels like it. I feel like we remember
right, just thinking
a moment
that,
that
was like true. That. I'm over here thinking there's no way that could possibly be right. I thought that they did it earlier in the year. They didn't do it earlier in the year. The play I was thinking of is when a goalie scored on
a goalie goal, yeah.
That's different.
That what happened there? I mean, you've had your own team score on you accidentally off of a stick or you know, a skate or a butt.
The butt goal that Pesek scores on Mike Smith here is one of the craziest ways to ever score on yourself. If you would even call it scoring on yourself. The Coyote scored on
himself. Right, right. Because the puck landed in his gear,
and then
he skated into the net.
Yeah, it was in his
We might have to do a retroactive as a goalie segment with Owen on that one.
Okay.
I mean, that's one of the all-time greats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, the puck lands in your pants. What do you do?
Like any YouTube video you search that's like 10 craziest goals in hockey history, that better be on the list.
Owen, is there a drill for that? Is there some sort of preparation?
I think if you get the puck stuck in your pants, you just have to skate at the other net and see if you can't just bulldoze the other goalie into
He didn't know. We're back to a game against Arizona. Does
like,
that
from
mean
10 years ago?
Does that mean his equipment maybe was ill-fitting? How is it possible?
That's trying to have big pants so you take up more net so you can't feel the puck squeeze in there.
Right.
That's what that is.
He paid for it.
A lot of guys wear internal belts so their pants aren't tight, so they got those big pillowy pants.
Yeah.
That's
what he would be taught to do, though. You don't know where the puck is. Just go back.
100%. Yeah, you get back to your goal line and kind of just try and
that's
sit
funny.
And wait.
Yeah.
Go backwards. But what if it's in my pants?
Right.
Well, that's a risk we're willing to take.
Yeah. All right. A new one, though.
Yeah, a new one. The Sabres get scored on against them. They score. I mean, Tage, anytime goal? I don't get that.
I don't think so.
It's unfortunate.
I think it, no. You get the anytime goal of the Utah player that didn't probably touch it for 25 seconds.
Shouldn't hockey or even have more than that. Shouldn't hockey have own goals?
Like soccer does?
Yeah.
Yeah, cuz
not every goal in
if
soccer
that happened
is
in soccer that's it would an have own said goal. Tage Thompson and then parentheses OG.
Right.
Right? And the OG isn't like the cool OG. It would be like own goal, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that would make sense.
In soccer, it can be pretty cruel, but not all goals that go in off a defender are own goals.
No, if it deflects just, off a player in soccer, it's not an own, I don't think.
It depends how far out it is. Or if the deflection, if the shot was going to go wide and then it goes in. Anyway. Yeah, the Sabres scored in their own net. With the net empty because they were down 3-2.
They were down. They were.
Listen, I view it as teaching new fans of the sport some of the, you know, funny little idiosyncrasies, the funny little features. Hey, why is the goalie not there? Hey, we scored in that net. Is that count? Mm. They made an announcement on the on the PA system that it did count. So they explained that goal counts.
They felt the need to.
Yes. Funny enough, they actually called in Gene Steratore to do it for them.
You sure? Yeah. I think he was busy debating with water bottles on the court or whatever.
He was busy.
Good thing they were also introduced to the goaltender interference that we saw that was a ticky-tack goalie interference that took a goal off the board for the Sabres. When you can't even see on camera. But whatever. Malenstein, I think, is the one in front. You don't even see him really touch the goalie, but he inhibits his space or some sort of language I heard on the Utah hockey highlight broadcast. Like, I don't know.
Who knows?
But whatever. They had a lengthy delay of checking if a player slightly touched the goalie and taking goals off the board because of it. So that's fun.
Yeah. Maybe you were watching the Sabres. Maybe you're watching the tournament. It was late night, chock full of basketball games.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a good opening day?
Mm.
I have a theory.
It wasn't early.
No.
It certainly wasn't early. When was the first time we had a close game was 7 o'clock. It felt like 8 o'clock. The afternoon, there was no buzzer beaters or big giant upsets. Not even close games. Everything was 15, 20 points apart.
Yeah. Sometimes a game would threaten to get close, and then it would not. Michigan beat UC San Diego by 3, but your margin of victory yesterday, we're looking at 10, 30, 25, 10, 9. That mm-hmm. Michigan game with 3.
Arkansas, Kansas late was good.
It was. That was Arkansas leading the whole way. Kansas got close. My theory is that we think that the tournament is 80% buzzer beaters in close games, and then you get to the tournament, and often it's about 20%.
Mm-hmm.
It's not nearly as breathtakingly, oh my goodness, as I sound like a hater here. I'm just hoping for a better day today.
Well, I don't even think yesterday was 20%. Yesterday felt like 0%.
Yeah.
Yesterday was nothing. Yesterday, the highlight was a fan throwing a water bottle on the court after the Louisville coach was screaming at the ref.
Yeah.
That was like the most memorable thing that happened yesterday. I'm on the ESPN scoreboard, like looking through it, and what is the like thumbnail for that game? It is the water bottle.
Yeah.
It's a water bottle on the court was the highlight of the game. So no, I don't want to sound like a hater either. Just no, it didn't. I don't think it lived up. At least yesterday, it didn't live up.
Yeah, a lot of double digits. I mean, 21, 15, 25, 30, 20, 10. 9-25.
I also don't want to do the thing that I'm kind of bracing for a lot happening today, which is, is NIL killing the NCAA? Like, trying to figure out why there weren't like close games yesterday, making it more than it was. It might have just been a day like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes days like that happen. And I don't like what they did. Yesterday I had mentioned that they have their red zone version of their broadcast, NCAA. It's called Fast Break. CBS does it. And for what I remember from that show was it was just red zone. It was maybe one guy you would hear once in a while that would just toss you from game to game to game, and then it would be the play-by-play and the color commentary, and they would just go to whatever game was in action. They've changed that show to now they're making it like a combination of red zone and like Manningcast, where there are four guys now sitting in chairs that are always on the show talking. So it's not really red zone anymore.
Yeah.
Because I don't get I don't get Harlan, for instance. I get these four guys that are talking. And I watched like 2 minutes of it, and all they were talking about is whether they should have contracts in NCAA sports and whether that would help like closer games. And I'm immediately just like, I'm not doing this. Take Factory while I'm watching one of these games. So I think it was just a bad day. That's it.
Well, a new day today. A new day dawns. More games today. For me, it's obviously tough. Without Syracuse involved, I don't have a region that I'm really keyed in on. I don't have a game that I'm living and dying with. You know, it's been a while since that has happened. So it's different. The thing I did yesterday, you know, you've got your bracket if you filled out a bracket, or, you know, maybe you're placing some friendly wagers or some actual wagers. I saw something that I think last year in the tournament, if you would just bet underdogs, just bet under every underdog in every game, you would have come out way ahead, because underdogs tend to be undervalued, and it is upset season. And these teams, you know, matchups, blah, blah, blah. So I made a decision yesterday, and if anybody wants to do this today, you know, I might recommend it for a modest gambling if you want to try. I just bet $3 on, like, 12 different underdogs. Not a parlay, just $3 on underdogs. And some of those, you know, you're winning $3 because they're not that big of an underdog. Others, you're winning $40. Because, you know, UNC Wilmington, they lost, whatever. But it's the day, and I thought, you know, how do I want to get invested in this tournament? And I thought, I just want to root for the underdog every single time. So I bet $3 on 12 different games. And at the end of it all, I came out up $3. That's a win. I got to root for all my underdogs. I banked a little, $3. That's my exciting day.
Doesn't even feel like a win if you've only come away with $3.
Honestly, it feels like a win because I didn't come away with 12 losses.
And, you know, to be fair, if your goal is rooting for the underdogs, the one thing that I don't like is when I'm rooting too hard for my bracket. And, you know, like yesterday, Alabama State makes it close with Auburn at the end of the first half. And I don't want to be the guy that's going, I have Auburn in the national championship. I can't root for the 16 seed to beat them because it'll ruin my bracket. You want to root for the 16 seed. You should probably anyway, even if you have Auburn in your final or whatever in your bracket. You should just root for the 16 seed. Not that it got there anyway. They got blown out in the second half. So, you doing it again today?
I don't know. I might.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I haven't decided.
You could bet all the favorites. Go the other way.
That return would be, but that return would be considerably less because some of them, you bet $3, you're going to win 10 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're such prohibitive favorites.
Right, because you only won, you were up $3, but what did you win four of them? Five of the 12?
I think so. The biggest win might have been 14.
Versus if you bet all the favorites, you might need like 10 of 12.
Yeah, right.
To make that work.
Yep.
Because like if you bet $3 on Duke to win today, you might, or you can net like 10 cents.
The other thing about betting
if that.
All underdogs, if you do that and a 14 beats a 3, who had that? You could say, I did.
That's true.
It's part of a mosaic of just, I don't know, I threw a bunch of bets up there just for something to do while I was watching those games. Again, like $3 bets.
Well, my bracket's already busted trying to root for an underdog because I had UC San Diego in the Final Four. Did research on like who is the best sleeper team, Cinderella team. I landed on them, and you know, that's the risk of doing that is they're out in one night. Now it feels like it's over. Even though they were close, they almost beat Michigan.
My toxic trait, you know how people say like, what's your toxic trait? Mm-hmm. My toxic trait slash old man-ism is I saw Yahoo Sports tweet out like, is your bracket busted? I think like I get not quite visibly mad, but the idea of how many perfect brackets are left? None. Oh. The answer is none. There's always going to the answer is always going to be none. No one's ever going to get it right. No one should expect to get it right. Your bracket's busted. Oh my God, everybody else's is. Congratulations. That's my toxic trait is we used to on this show when I was younger and a little bit more obnoxious say nobody cares about your bracket. I'd yell about your bracket. Nobody cares about your bracket. It's fine. You can have a bracket and have fun, but man, the idea of, welp, there it goes this year. Like, yeah, right. Right. Just like Wednesday comes after Tuesday. That's how this is supposed to go. This is normal. This is the progression of you're supposed to get your bracket busted.
Do you care about not getting the perfect bracket? But I did see an article. I think actually was it? Yeah, here it is. It was on the NCAA's website. The longest an NCAA bracket has ever stayed perfect. What the record is?
No.
Okay.
You can tell me.
That's out there.
You can tell me. Is it into the Sweet 16?
It's 49 games. That's 2019, which went all the way into the Sweet 16. Picked through the Sweet 16 correctly. So okay. He got to the Elite Eight, and then he busted. So got one wrong. But that should go to show you right there. The furthest anyone has ever made it was getting to the Elite Eight with a perfect bracket.
Right.
That's the record all time. So... yeah, you're not winning it. You're not getting the whole thing perfect.
No, it's very difficult to do. But anyway, hope you enjoyed your first day of the tournament. Today is day two. Weekend is fun, too, because weekend the games get a little better. And whatever, the whole concept of it, I was explaining it to my kids. Like, hey, it's very simple. These two teams are going to play. And if you lose, you're out. And if you win, you keep going until only one team's left.
Yeah.
And explaining that, you know, who knows if they actually picked that up. But whatever, it was fun. And watching the games, trying to teach them a little bit about basketball. Just hey, this is going to be... It was basically a lesson in, this is going to be on the television for the next 3 weeks. You're just going to... When you look at the TV, mommy, you're going to see basketball. Because my wife loves basketball, too. So, you know, they're going to start looking at the TV instead of Sabres games or Bills. Yeah, college basketball for weeks. So, today's day two. 12:15 again. Is there a marquee matchup?
I don't think is it Baylor is the first one? Yeah, Baylor and Mississippi State. The first marquee, I mean, you have Nate Oates playing at 12:40.
Okay.
Alabama against, no, he won't be
can
playing.
Are we allowed, is it okay to root for Nate Oates? What's the status of Nate Oates? Is there a
don't
root for that guy? Because I feel like I would root for Alabama to win this thing.
I find myself rooting for him and them. And I don't ever really feel the other side of that. I don't know why you would. I mean, he left, sure, but what?
What do you expect, right? It's not exactly right. Jack Eichel winning the Stanley Cup.
No, right.
He didn't leave on bad terms. He left on what do you expect? He went to Alabama.
Yeah.
And they gave him a truckload of money and everything, and he's turned them into a power basketball school. And
right. They also play a super fun style. Like they're up and down the court, tons of shooting, tons of scoring.
I feel like I should rooting, and I probably will be rooting for Nate Oates.
Yeah. I don't think there's another end of that. At least I don't feel.
I mean, they
like,
had,
oh, you should jerk, you left.
Well, they had their controversy a couple years ago about the player on the team and like the guy that was involved in a murder or whatever.
Okay,
it's a little hazy. I should look it up and get the details. But
there was something about like the gun being in his car, but
who was telling the truth? So like, there's a little bit of obviously maybe a lot of bit of that, but
right. But not for the Buffalo connection.
Right.
Like, would I not root for him? In fact, that would make me want to root for him. That's the old UB coach that's doing that.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I would be rooting for Alabama. The big game I would say of today, like the marquee game, is Memphis against Colorado State. That's a 5 versus 12. The 12 is favored though, so you got, if you're doing your upset thing, you have to figure out. I guess you'd be picking the five.
I picked the five.
Yeah. So that game is one that I've seen highlighted by a lot of people, and that's at 2 o'clock today.
Yeah. 803-0550 our phone number. Paul Hamilton at 7. He'll give us the rundown on what happened in Utah last night. The Sabres lost a game in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And they scored on their own goal. And there's a lot of smoke about offer sheets and a good conversation about the Sabres offseason, what to expect, because whatever, it could get interesting in terms of their own players maybe getting plucked mm-hmm. by offer sheets. So we'll get to that along the way. We'll get you ready for the tournament. There's also plenty of stuff on football contracts, and I don't know that a congressional law is required, but it's worth considering that the reporting and then the reality of these NFL contracts, it's mm-hmm. unbelievable. The T. Higgins contract is jarringly cheap and easy.
Mm-hmm.
DK Metcalf, oh, I don't want to give that guy $150 million. The Steelers aren't going to. They're paying him a totally reasonable price and timeline as well. Plenty on NFL contracts and some of the moves out there and how they kind of, I mean, everything's a big lie.
Bosa's contract is Bosa. Like crazy. That it's you pointed this out, didn't you, on Twitter, that his cap hit in year two is bigger than the cap hit in year one?
On a one-year deal.
Even though it's only a one-year deal.
It's a one-year deal, and it is a bigger cap hit in year two.
Right.
This is why I'm constantly telling you, stop worrying about the salary cap. You don't know how much money they have. They have as much as they want. You can figure it out. Now, next year, they're going to be $7 million dead cap on Bosa. On Joey Bosa.
Unless they sign him.
So anyway, which means next year, dead cap on Milano and Bosa is $19 million if the two of them leave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Plenty to get to. Rich in Lakeview before the break. Hey, Rich, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know what, guys? I can't share your enthusiasm with the tournament because just like a Buffalonian on a 76-degree day this week, I was, instead of enjoying it, I was worrying about it was going to be 40 on Friday. But the only thing I look, we got the tournament here next year. Arena's falling apart. We've got a hole in the ground that's been there for 13 years. The mayor says we have no parking ramps in the state of the city address. And we have to leave the parking lot across the street for Bass Pro FC. So, I don't know. And then we got the Sabres scoring on their own net. So, I was wondering, after watching this team play, is there an equivalent, and this is the serious part of the call, in the NHL, the Wanderlick test for NHL players like they do in the NFL to measure intelligence? Because I know Tage Thompson couldn't do one pull-up 10 years ago.
That was Mittelstadt.
Mittelstadt, yeah.
Mittelstadt, excuse me. But my thing, Tage Thompson is, quote, "Well, I didn't know we had a delayed penalty coming." This is the second time that this situation has happened in the last 2 weeks. Where they just needed to let the other team touch the puck and with an empty net have a possible 6-on-4, 6-on-3. And I don't know. If the malaise in the organization is so much so, they're playing out the string. I mean, say what you want, but just when you think, I mean, I wish I had a bingo card for most embarrassing moments, because this is almost the cherry on top. And I don't know. I mean, you give Bryson extended contract. The guy didn't even know how to say Cheektowaga. That's where the plane takes off for road trips. I mean, I just don't know how. I mean, as a 55-year fan, I'm not stopping the season tickets. I'm going to watch the game still. But I'm looking at these guys. I thought it was physical. They're just not that good. And when you hear Ray yelling at the TV himself, they're just not that smart. And that might be the worst part of it all.
Thanks, Rich.
There is definitely a lot of moments where you go, the hockey IQ of some of these players doesn't seem to be super high. I'm not, a Tage in general is not somebody that I usually have that thought about. So yeah, last night was a moment where, sure, you want him to get the puck. There would be one thing, though, of not noticing it, and then there's another of noticing it and not knowing what to do. And that, to me, would be the difference there. When it happened 2 weeks ago, I think they knew there was a delayed penalty, and they didn't give him the puck. That is worse to me than, oh, you just didn't see it, which is what Tage said last night. So that's a little different. But I had these questions about Cousins a lot before he gets traded. And there are other players, too, where just gap, you're making mistakes on where you are. Samuelson did this the other night with a breakaway. You're just in the wrong spot. You're in the wrong spot. You're playing a play wrong. You're dumping it in when there's a clear lane on the front. Like, I think Benson is honestly their most intelligent player on the ice sometimes, and he's the 19-year-old. So, yeah, I don't think it's an unfair criticism of a lot of their players. I wouldn't put it on all of them, though.
Sorry.
But I don't know.
I don't have much on it. I mean, teams make mistakes. It's we're getting another Dylan Cousins is now a brand new player. It took him a day, and he's a brand new
player.
Did
he do something again last night?
I mean, he like leads them in scoring and slot shots and quality
graphic.
Chances. Like, he's just a brand new player immediately.
Yeah.
Is it because they're choosing to lean into him as an offensive player instead of thinking he's some sort of defensive stalwart?
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyway, I mean, I if you can still get upset or bothered by a loss in midweek in March, I'm not amazed. I give you that credit. I'm one that when they win a couple of games in a row, I do not think they have, in fact, figured it out. You know, they lose to Utah last night. I don't think they played necessarily poorly, but they had a low light.
they had a
pretty embarrassing play, scoring in your own net. But that happens, I guess. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. I'd forgotten the tournament's here next year. That's fun.
Yeah.
Tournament will be here. Good. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a ring if you want.
Cousins did score again last night.
He scored again.
They lost 5-1.
He's a brand new player.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy tournament day two. Happy Friday. Temps in the 40s. It's cold again. We had that glimpse of what summer and late spring feels like. We're back to cold for a while. We'll deal with it. We'll handle it. Paul Hamilton, top of the hour, to give us the recap on the Sabres. Your thoughts on the tournament. And we got to get to these contracts. The Bosa contract is really interesting because it. I wonder if we can get anything from it. What does it mean? The numbers tell a different story than 1 year, $18 million. And it's not surprising that the Bills would spread out the hit. But the way that it's structured, maybe you've heard the phrase, void years, there are four of them. Void years on the Bosa deal, which means they're offsetting the cost an awful lot. 803-0550. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.